Democrat Eric Swalwell claims Trump is America's Hitler. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 14, 2025. Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, claimed that President Donald Trump was America's Hitler during a No Kings protest outside of Union Station in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump is America's Hitler, Swalwell is heard saying, according to a video posted to X. During the No Kings protest, Swalwell also spoke about how the United States needed more independent-minded journalists who would not cave or fold to Trump. We need more independent-minded journalists who are not going to cave or fold to Donald Trump, Swalwell said, according to a video posted to X by Maricela Ramirez, a White House producer for Newsmax. And, you, are showing up at the town squares. I'm doing 2 town halls a month in Republican districts. 2,000 rallies today, to say, no king in America, no king ever, Swalwell continued. And, we're going to march with those small victories to New Jersey and Virginia this November, and win the governor's races there. And, then we're going to win the midterms, and then we're going to get to work. Swalwell continued to claim that over the next few years, many people would be wrongly imprisoned or arrested, and accused Trump of taking away people's freedom. But, what Donald Trump does not get is that while he might have the power to take away an individual's freedom, he'll never have the right to take away all of our voices, Swalwell said. Swalwell's words come as Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman, D, and her husband were shot and killed. Breitbart News previously reported. A Minnesota State Representative and her husband were shot and killed in a brutal attack at their home on Saturday morning. A state senator and his wife were also attacked and shot multiple times in their home about an hour before the attack on the representative. Democrat State Representative Melissa Hortman is dead after a person allegedly wearing a police uniform shot her and her husband. The man, believed to be a police impersonator, fired on police officers who arrived at the home to conduct a safety check, CNN reported. The gunman ran back into the house and fled the scene. Police say the vehicle was a black SUV made up to look like a real police vehicle. In response to the death of Hortman and her husband, officials with the Minnesota State Patrol and Governor Tim Walz, D, requested that people not attend the No Kings protests, and several organizers canceled the events.